I was delighted to get a game under belts, number one, Division 1 football. It's fantastic, great out there today, brilliant to get it under belts, and hopefully it'll bring us on leaps and bounds. I suppose I'm delighted with a number of aspects of our play there today, introduction of a lot of young players into the team for their first starts in league football, and they caught it themselves quite well there tonight. And as I say, just disappointed, I suppose, near the end that we conceded that last minute goal. But likewise, I keep saying it there before, if we had won the game, you know, we wouldn't have been elated. If we had lost the game, we're not going to be too down in the dumps. And now having drawn the game, we're not going to be too down in the dumps or too late. It's important that we take learnings now during the week, Tuesday, Thursday, we brush ourselves down, get down the road to Meath next Sunday, and we try and reproduce another performance and take learnings from tonight's game.
Yeah, did you think when you kicked that last free to put your three up after Conor Morrison was fouled that you'd done enough?
Yeah, I don't know what time was left at that stage. You know, you would think you were deep into it. Obviously, when you're out in the pitch, you don't really know what time's left. But listen, we had a job to do. We had a job to try and to close it out and to defend the lead as well we can. Mayo kept great credit. They kept showing huge desire to get up the field. We didn't defend the scenario when they got their goal, and I suppose it was deserved in the end. And as I say, that's the way it is. We have to take a learning from that. But all in all, I think there was a lot of real positive displays out there. There's a lot of real positive bits of play that we had out there. And I say the league, with the games and the nature of it coming thick and fast all the time, it's important that we build up resilience to be able to show up week on week and to get the bodies ready now for next Sunday again.
2 points up at half time. What was the feeling in the dressing room at the break?
Listen, it was positive. It's always positive in the dressing room with us. You always try and put things right. There were still a couple of wee areas that we wanted to tweak upon, obviously, with the performance of maybe our shooting up front. That was, I suppose, something of concern going on at half time, where we dropped a lot of balls short and we kicked a few wides. But I suppose at the other end of the day, the positive was we were creating chances and we were creating a number of chances, and that's the positive we wanted to take into the second half. And I thought we did that, and we're a wee bit more calculated with our shot selection in the second half, and we probably didn't have as much maybe possession in the second half as we did in the first. And I thought we weathered the storm and we defended quite well, apart from a number of frees that Mayo got, you know.
Should James Stockton have got through for that goal, or should somebody have taken the black card?
Do you know what, I can't remember. I just remember him nipping the shot, and I remember it was, in fairness to him, it was,
you got a touch to it, did you?
It's not enough of a touch, but yeah, that's it, Ty. As I say, you know, I'm sure we'll analyse and we'll look on it, but as I say, credit where credit is due. It was a great finish from him, and do you know, as I say, we just brush ourselves down, get back on the training field Tuesday night, Thursday night. Do you know, a couple of boys playing Sigerson Wednesday, hopefully they'll be freed up now and we'll get bodies back in the pitch and we'll get looking forward to Sunday against Meath.
It was a great game to watch from the sideline. What was it like to play in?
Brilliant, I suppose that's the nature of the league. That I think the last 3 years I've been playing in them. I've been playing in them now a good few years, but the last, you know, 3 to 4 years in particular, they really are at championship pace. It's the one big learning, I suppose, I've taken. I speak to Neil McGee about it there quite a bit, and I've seen a time we used to maybe ease yourself into the league, and it's not an opportunity to do anymore. Teams are flying fit all year round. Pitches are getting better, you know, the crowd there the night was fantastic, the lights were good, and it was a brilliant spectacle to play in, a great game to play in, it was tough to play in, don't get me wrong, and I'm sure it was good to watch. And as I say, hopefully next Sunday we get ourselves brushed down and we get pushing on again.